Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Well, it's too late to rescue you. They're going to barrage you with constant questions.
Why do we even play? Why do we even have practice? I mean, you guys got all the answers.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fired.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off. Brand new year, brand new intro. It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I got a question that's been bothering me. I can't figure it out, man. I've been looking all over the internet. I can't find it in the TV listings. What time does the Dallas Cowboys play this weekend? Well, I mean, I was going to have a watch party.
Oh, I found it.
Yeah.
I've got the time.
Okay.
The Dallas Cowboys play today at 3:30 on ESPN Classic.
ESPN Classic?
Apparently, Roger Staubach is starting for the Cowboys today.
Oh. They got Randy White, Tony Dorsett, Too Tall Jones, Charlie Waters, Cliff Harris.
3:30 ESPN Classic for the Dallas game.
Is that the old Doomsday Defense Super Bowl from the 1970s against the Broncos?
I don't know what that is. It just says Dallas Cowboy football today, ESPN Classic at 3:30. So that's where your Dallas game will be.
Oh, so I'll get to see Thomas Hollywood Henderson today is what you're telling me. Wow.
You just asked what time the game is going to be on, and I looked at the internet, and I'm telling you.
So the whole state of Texas will be tuned in to ESPN Classic
today at 3:30.
Oh, good stuff. Thanks for the update, man.
That's what I'm here for.
Okay.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia's Health System, by Greenway Nissan, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
The all-new Greenway Nissan wants to show you Southeast Georgia what all the buzz is about. New name, new management, and new loyalty to our customers. Don't believe me? How about a 2019 Nissan Altima? No down payment, no monthly payments for 90 days, and 0% financing for 60 months. Haven't gotten your attention yet? The 2020 Rogue, $3,000 in total savings. 2019 Murano, over $5,000 in total savings. 2019 Nissan Frontier, $199 per month. The new Greenway Nissan. Come see why before you buy. 231 Chapel Crossing Road in Brunswick. 912-264-3825.
Go ahead and update our Twitter poll question from the last question that we did in 2019. Of course, we had the week off, so the question's a couple of weeks dated. But we did this question back when the early recruiting period had just ended, and USC finished something like 49th in the country. That's the University of Southern California.
Wow.
One of the blue bloods in college football. They had finished like 49th or something in recruiting. And so our question on Twitter, our Twitter question of the week was, did the USC Trojans hire recruiting staff?
Apparently not.
68% of our listening audience said no.
Apparently not. They're kind of like Florida in a way. When's the last time USC signed a 5-star?
Keyshawn?
Is it? Nah, it's been since then. When's the
Reggie Bush? Matt Leinart?
Who knows?
Lindell White?
They've had a bunch.
Mitch Mustain?
When's the last time Florida has signed a 5-star player?
Tim Tebow?
That's a decade ago. Wow. Big Game Dan's got to get to work on the recruiting trail.
How many 5-stars does Georgia have on the roster currently?
15, 16, okay. 17. Okay. I don't know.
Just asking. Hey, there. Speaking of Georgia, they played a Sugar Bowl.
Yes, they did.
And they won that Sugar Bowl against Baylor, who was the 7th best team, according to the rankings.
In the country.
And Georgia pretty much dominated that football game. Baylor never really threatened to win. And if... pay attention to what I'm about to say, dog fans. If George Pickens plays next season the way he played in the Sugar Bowl, we won't have any receiver issues.
No, 12 catches, 175 yards, and a touchdown. Sugar Bowl MVP. Pickens is going to lead a talented group of wide receivers. next season in Athens, and big things are coming for that wide receiver group because it got restocked during this recruiting cycle.
We'll put up a new Twitter question of the week shortly. You can find that on Twitter at @Bishop_show. Also, if you miss any of this show, you can stream that on demand, thesouthernsportsedition.com. And, of course, you can check us out on my Facebook Live or on Kip's Facebook Live. That's Kip Brancher, Jason Bishop.
The talking heads, including somebody in this studio, picked Georgia to lose that football game. Wasn't me, because I picked them to win. But there was somebody in the studio and a lot of talking heads on a lot of major networks. It said Georgia wouldn't be motivated to play in that game, and nobody wanted to play in it. They were down 12, 13 players who started at one time or another, blah, 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 blah. And Georgia was going to lose that football game. I heard that right before Christmas in this studio, and I heard that a lot on the pregame shows during the bowl season. But as we've grown accustomed to, maybe 2020 will be different, especially in this studio. There's a lot of wrong predictions that come out of somebody's mouth, not named Kip Branch.
I'm trying to do the math here.
Yeah.
Are you making an insinuation?
No, I don't make insinuations. I deal in facts. The fact of the matter was that you picked Georgia to lose in the Sugar Bowl, and they went out and dominated a Baylor team that was highly thought of across the country.
Okay, so we're not doing any, there's no vagueness. You're flat out saying.
I'm flat out saying that you predicted Georgia to lose in that football game. Are you debating that now?
I don't recall picking that game one way or the other. We'll have to go back to listen to the tape.
You never recall wrong predictions on this show. So it's my job to come in here and remind you of some of those outlandish predictions.
Was that 2 weeks? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I can't be expected to remember what I said
2 weeks
ago.
Yeah, you picked Ohio State to beat Clemson as well, and I picked Clemson to win that football game. Just wanted to remind you of that also.
Now, I do remember making that pick. I was shocked when Clemson beat – I mean, stunning upset.
Yeah, I think it might have
stunning.
Been – Yeah, okay. Trevor Lawrence, 29-0 as a starting quarterback, or 25-20. I don't know. He's – The Clemson's won 29 straight games.
Let's put that on the make that a Twitter question of the week. Were you stunned that Clemson upset Ohio State? That'll be up shortly.
That wasn't an upset. I mean, for people like you that don't do your research and get influenced easily by the talking heads in the national media, that might have been a stunning outcome. But somebody who actually watches football and understands the game, that was not a stunning outcome.
Here's a fact. Clemson was ranked third. Ohio State was ranked second. So the lower-ranked team, Clemson, beat the higher-ranked team, Ohio State. Therefore, it's an upset. That's how that works, Kip.
You called it a stunning upset.
Yeah, I was stunned.
Yeah, because you drink the national media Kool-Aid that's biased for Ohio State. You listen to those guys talk, they would have had you believing that Ohio State's going to be playing today on Wild Card Weekend.
You weren't stunned?
No, I'm never stunned when a Southern team, beats an overrated Midwest team in football.
Is Ohio a Midwest state?
Yes.
I kind of see that as a North. Eastern area.
Midwest.
Ohio?
Yes.
Put that on the Twitter. We'll make that a Twitter question.
Rust Belt.
Is Ohio a Midwest state?
It's not Northeast.
We'll have that up there shortly. But it's not Midwest.
Oh, it's maybe right there in the disputed zone. It's not Northeast.
We have created a new geographic area for the country on this show. Thank you, Kip Branch.
Is Ohio
disputed zone
more Midwest or more Northeast? That should be your Twitter question.
All right, that's what we'll do. That'll be up momentarily. We still have Kip's butthurt list shortly to come. And on the other side of this break, the weekend review.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Hey guys, Christmas is over and you realize that you forgot to buy for your wife or girlfriend's weird aunt. Don't sweat it. Come on down to Cunningham Jewelers between December the 31st and January the 4th for their after Christmas sale. specials all over the store, and 50% off all Christmas decor. That's Cunningham Jewelers After Christmas Sale, December 31st to January 4th. Cunningham Jewelers, located in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com and 912-265-8652.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Street Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, GeorgiaSeaGrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simon's, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simon's, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
Well, we'll go Week in Review when I find the button.
And here we go.
We go. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. You can't spell sugar without UGA. Once again, a team from the AAC destroys a Power 5 opponent in a bowl game. When are we going to learn? Minnesota. The best team in the Big Ten. I say Beast, you say George Pickens. Has anyone seen Josh Donaldson? Neither have the Braves. Write this down. Clemson will not beat LSU. Joe Moorhead, when Mississippi State fires you because of lack of production, you are not head coaching material. Packers, Ravens, Super Bowl. Write this down. There is no way LSU can stop Clemson. Maybe the problem wasn't Ryan Tannehill in Miami. Maybe the problem was it's the Dolphins. Best record in the Western Conference, L.A. Lakers. Just saying. I wish the Detroit Lions would stop wasting the career of Matthew Stafford. Hi, welcome to Olive Garden. My name is Jason Garrett. I'll be your server. Congrats, Dwayne Wade, for having your jersey retired in Miami. You're the second best player in franchise history. The best Christmas movie ever made, Die Hard. And these are my thoughts.
Your boy don't get a ring in Miami if it's not for D. Wade. Just saying.
What are you talking about?
I mean, I was listening to your comments there about second best player in franchise history. I mean, your boy goes down there, and he's, you know, he doesn't get a ring in Miami without D. Wade. Period. End of story.
Michael Jordan doesn't get a ring without Scottie Pippen.
Please.
Are we going to do this?
We can do it all day.
I mean, this is
epic failure.
This is pointless. We've been around this a million times.
How does a super team like the Miami Heat with your boy lose to the Dallas Mavericks in the NBA Finals? How do they get dominated by the San Antonio Spurs? We got other stuff to talk about.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. The obsessive Kip Branch, who obviously obsesses over LeBron. Do you dream about LeBron at night?
I'm just dealing in facts,
man.
What happened on Christmas night?
Do you dream about him?
No.
Okay.
What happened on Christmas night?
It's brought to you by M&B Liquors and Georgia Sea Grill.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over to watch the Lakers lose to the Clippers on Christmas night, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there, too. With any kind of keg you need, and M&B Liquors, locally owned and family operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on Interstate 95.
Were you stunned?
No, I knew it was going to happen.
Were you stunned that Ohio State was upset by Clemson? And is Ohio more of a Midwest or Northeast state? You actually have three options for that one.
Yeah.
Midwest, Northeast, or according to Kemp, the geographic area of the United States called the Forbidden Zone. Kemp makes up numbers. Remember the last show, 81th. The last show.
Who said that?
You did. 81th. Kip, that's a new number. And now we have a new geographic area in the United States, according to Kip Branch, the Forbidden Zone.
Here's a new number for you, 0-2. That is your L.A. Lakers record against the L.A. Clippers this NBA basketball season.
0-2th?
Whatever you want to say. There's some new data. There's some data for you to analyze right there.
The NFL playoffs are going to kick off this weekend. Buffalo at Houston, Tennessee at New England, Minnesota at New Orleans, Seattle at Philadelphia. Philadelphia is the only home team that is going to be a dog in those games.
The NFC East champion, Philadelphia Eagles, with a 9-7 record. They did beat the Cowboys 2 weeks ago to kind of sew up that division. Just thought I'd throw that in there, by the way. But they're at home today against the Seahawks. That's going to be a tall order for the Eagles today.
Seattle is a 1.5 favorite on the road in Philadelphia. If you're going to take any line today, that's the line to take, because Philadelphia is going to lose to Seattle by more than 1 point.
The records would indicate that, but it's the NFL playoffs. You just got to get in the playoffs and see how the chips fall.
If you say so. Buffalo is a 2.5-point dog to Houston. We were talking in the break, or before the show, about Matthew Stafford. You heard it in the Weekend Review about his career being wasted with the Lions because they don't give him anything to really win with, but he's such a talented quarterback that if he was with a good team, he would be regarded as one of the best quarterbacks to have ever played. He's so talented. So we were talking about what NFL team is just on the cusp, and they just need that quarterback. Hello, Buffalo Bills.
Stafford under center in Buffalo, they would be a legitimate Super Bowl contender.
Agreed. You and I agree on that. If Matthew Stafford is the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, we're not talking about them being a 2.5-point dog on the road to Houston. We're talking about them covering the line
today. Here we go. I'll take it a step further. If Matthew Stafford is the quarterback from his hometown, he's from Dallas. If he's the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, the Cowboys are 13-3 right now and are a serious Super Bowl contender.
That feels like a shot at Dak Prescott.
I'm just saying, I mean.
That's a good question. Who's a better quarterback? We'll put that on the Twitter question of the week as well. Who's a better quarterback, Matthew Stafford, Dak Prescott?
That's not even close to me.
Well, we'll see how the fans vote out. We'll have that up momentarily. You can find these at Twitter, Bishop_show.
I'm going to call an upset of the day. You ready for this? In the NFL playoffs, upset of the weekend.
Just make sure that you don't deny this when I bring this back up.
I don't deny it. Upset of the weekend, NFL playoffs, the Titans go on the road and beat the New England Patriots.
The Patriots are a 5-point favorite at home in Foxborough. Ryan Tannehill is 0-6 in Foxborough career. It's going to be cold. It's going to be nasty. Tennessee on the road.
Can run
Tom
the football.
Brady. They can run the football. It's going to be ugly. But it's Tom Brady and the Patriots losing in the first round. I have not mentally gotten to that point to where I can comfortably say that Tom Brady is going to exit in the first round.
The New England Patriots have never made it to the Super Bowl when they don't get that first round bye. They've never made it to the Super Bowl.
Okay, well, I'm not talking about them getting to the Super Bowl. Don't confuse what I'm
Their
saying.
Their offense is not very good this year.
What I'm saying is I don't think that New England has fallen off far enough to where they're a first round out yet. I still think they're at least a second round football team before they graciously exit.
Of all the teams that they could face in the first round of the playoffs, the one they least wanted to play is who they're playing this weekend. It's a tough physical matchup with a power running game that goes in the second half, and Patriots are losing to the Titans.
We'll see.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch, the Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Overrated and overpaid, but they look good on a poster.
The all-new Greenway Nissan wants to show you Southeast Georgia what all the buzz is about. New name, new management, and a new loyalty to our customers. 2019 Nissan Altima, no down payment, no monthly payments for 90 days, and 0% financing for 60 months. 2020 Rogue, $3,000 total savings. 2019 Murano, over $5,000 total savings. The new Greenway Nissan. Come see why before you buy. 231 Chapel Crossing Road in Brunswick, 912-264-3825.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
And in the city, it's a pity, 'cause we just can't hide.
Patriots and Titans kick off tonight at 8:15, and the weather forecast in Foxborough is going to be the temperature is going to be in the 30s with light rain. It's going to be ugly.
Better watch it, football fans. End of an era tonight. Tom Brady's last game as a Patriot.
Why do you say things like, I mean,
it's time to wrap your head around it, man.
Golly. Okay. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Kip Branch, his butt hurt segment is just moments away. But this segment is brought to you by Belinda Thomas Realty and by Catch 228.
Everyone knows the home for oysters on St. Simon's is Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. But there is so much more. Happy hour from 4 to 6, live music, weekend Bloody Mary Bar, and don't forget great food, not to mention Jekyll Brewing's on tap, as well as several local beers. And make sure you don't miss Catch 228 Super Bowl party, Catch 228, which the Dallas Cowboys won't be in that party. Catch 228, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228, and look for specials on Facebook.
They might not be in the party, but they might be at the party.
They might attend the party. Yeah, they might attend the party, but they won't be actually in the game. Butt hurt list this week. First butt hurt list for 2020, Jason. And coming in at number 5, the Michigan Wolverines football program. They go to another bowl game, play another highly thought of team. From the SEC. And what do? They lay a big, fat, golden egg in Orlando.
And got the score run up on them at the end.
And Nick Saban punched in a 1-yard touchdown run on them with less than a minute to play to win 35-16 when he could have took a knee.
They were already up by 12 points, and Michigan had no timeouts. All they had to do was kneel.
Take a knee. And Nick punched one in on Jim Harbaugh. That's why you made the butt hurt list, Michigan football. Number 4 on the butt hurt list, and it's just sad. It's really sad, Jason. The Miami Hurricanes. Mm. How does a program play in the Independence Bowl and get shut out by Louisiana Tech 14-0? How does a team like Miami, with all the talent that's come through that program and all the talent they have in that program, how do you get shut out by a Louisiana Tech in a bowl game?
Is Manny Diaz on the hot seat?
He should be. He should be in a full-fledged gas fire down there is what he should be in. Number 3 on the butt hurt list this week, Jason. We've referenced them already earlier in this show. And during the live read here for Catch 228, it's the Dallas Cowboys. How can a team with all this talent, you hear it all over the NFL, how does a team with the talent that the Dallas Cowboys have, how do you go 8-8 and not make the NFL playoffs? How? How does this happen? Well, you can't blame it on everything on Jason Garrett.
Well, if you're 8-8, you're probably not going to have a good chance to make the playoffs.
The Dallas Cowboys, who a lot of people, including my buddy Scott Spence, who was taking bets, and he can sit there and lie and say wasn't, that the Dallas Cowboys were going to the Super Bowl. That's what he said before the season started. And here we go with another disappointing addition of the Dallas Cowboys. I'm just done talking about it. What time they play again this weekend? Number 2 on the butt hurt list. And you bought into it, Jason. You drank that Kool-Aid prior to all this. The Ohio State Buckeyes, they do this every year, man. They either don't get in the playoffs and people walk off the set at ESPN because they don't get chosen to go to playoffs, or they do get in the playoffs and they get beat. That's what they do. That's what Ohio State does. Everybody was on them saying, oh, they're going to beat Clemson. This is the Ohio State team was this, and this. And what do? When the game's on the line, you throw an interception in the end zone and lose to Clemson, who knows how to win close, tough football games. Ohio State, you had your shot. Shut up. We don't want to hear from you no more. And number 1 on the butt hurt list this
week. Stunning upset, by the way.
No. Number 1 on the butt hurt list this week. the Oklahoma Sooners. I don't ever want to hear somebody come on this show or come on anywhere, restaurant, anywhere that I'm attending and try to talk Oklahoma football to me. Don't want to hear it anymore. How do you get in the playoffs and get 63 points hung on you?
They could have scored 100.
They could have scored 120 if they wanted to. How do you let a man throw account for 8 touchdowns, 7 passing, and just to sneak one in for good measure?
Didn't he have like 6 at the half?
You got a quarterback that passed for 500 yards on your football team in a college football playoff game. Oklahoma Sooners. They shouldn't even just take a just disband the Big 12. just get rid of the Big 12. I mean, they do this every year. I'm just done with it. Take Oklahoma State, take Texas, put them in the SEC. Let's kick Missouri out of the SEC, send them to the Big Ten, and then let the rest of them teams like Texas Tech and all them other little teams over there, let them join the AAC to add something to that conference.
They can play in the forbidden zone of the country.
Yeah, go ahead and disband the Big 12 now. This will be done with it.
See, you take another shot at the AAC, but like I said in the weekend review, another AAC team goes in and destroys a Power 5 team in a bowl game.
Wow, aren't we missing the sensitivity?
We just
today?
See this over and over with the AAC, and the AAC with people like you keep taking shots at it.
I saw the AAC.
But every time they get in a bowl game with a Power 5, they destroy them.
Wow, Mr. Sensitivity today.
I'm just making a point.
I saw the AAA, what is it? The AAA?
American Athletic Conference.
I saw their champion in the Cotton Bowl. What happened to them there? Didn't they get 50-something points hung on them? I knew I could bait you into this discussion right here, and you followed suit, and you jumped right into it. Wow. What happened to that champion in the Cotton Bowl?
I'm talking about Cincinnati and Boston College.
I'm talking about Memphis. That conference champion played Penn State, who was like the third or fourth best team in the Big Ten, and got 50-something points hung on them. Penn State took a knee inside the 20 at the end of the game. There you go.
Memphis, that score was actually a little deceiving because that game was much closer than what it said it was.
There's nothing deceiving about giving up 53 points in a bowl game. There's no deceiving anybody about that. That means you don't play team defense.
Cincinnati destroyed Boston College is my point. They had Power 5 team from the ACC.
Boston College, in my mind, is always going to be a Big East team just because they expanded to the ACC.
We have established that things in your mind aren't necessarily things in reality, because in reality, Boston College is a middle-of-the-road ACC team that got destroyed by an AAC team in Cincinnati.
So basically, we'll end it like this. I'll end this segment like this. The AAC champions, or whatever they're called, got blown out by middle of the pack Big Ten team in the Cotton Bowl.
And Cincinnati blew out Boston College.
The all-new Greenway Nissan wants to show you, Southeast Georgia, what all the buzz is about. New name, new management, and a new loyalty to our customers. 2019 Nissan Altima, no down payment, no monthly payments for 90 days, and 0% financing for 60 months. 2020 Rogue, $3,000 total savings. 2019 Murano, over $5,000 total savings. The new Greenway Nissan. Come see why before you buy. 231 Chapel Crossing Road in Brunswick, 912-264-3825. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Fine dining on St. Simons Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Sur Grill House built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, GeorgiaSeaGrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
Hey guys, Christmas is over and you realize that you forgot to buy for your wife or girlfriend's weird aunt. Don't sweat it. Come on down to Cunningham Jewelers between December the 31st and January the 4th for their after Christmas sale. Specials all over the store and 50% off all Christmas decor. That's Cunningham Jewelers after Christmas sale, December 31st to January 4th. Cunningham Jewelers, located in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com and 912-265-8652.
You know, man, now that we're back and it's the first show of 2020, this is the typical segment where you do your little power or whatever it was.
Right, but we're out of football season, so that's not going to happen.
Yeah, but I get it. But during the holidays, I ran into some people that took offense with your power rankings, especially they were up from this place called Richmond Hill. And they said, tell Jason Bishop, we made the Final Four, and we should have been in his little bogus rankings. And I said, I will pass the message across to him. And well, there you go.
Here's what I will say in response. If you wanted to be in the power rankings, don't lose to New Hampstead, and don't lose the first three games of the year.
They said they beat Valdosta, which, you know, was highly thought of in the Jason Bishop power rankings or whatever you say.
Yeah, they did.
And Valdosta finished in the top 10 of the final rankings, and they said it wasn't fair for you to discriminate against their lovely community up there by not including them in your rankings.
I wasn't discriminating. I was being real.
And they said, when you're on 95 driving north, if you're out of gas, don't stop at Richmond Hill. They'd rather you just run out of gas on the interstate and call a tow truck.
Well, all I can say is, you know, they're entitled to their opinion, but I'll just say this. Don't lose to New Hampstead, and we probably aren't having this discussion.
I'm just passing along the message, man.
We'll pass that back to them.
Okay, whatever.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Nat's Landing, by Bruce Kennedy Tire, and by Sea Palms Coastal Realty.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites. Great service and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back island atmosphere. From I lost where I was, Jason. You've been looking for, with a full bar and American fare, from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads.
Thinking about LeBron.
You are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow and excuses if you're a Laker fan, and we hope to see you soon.
Okay. The Atlanta Braves are still waiting on Josh Donaldson to make a decision. To this point, this is what I've heard, and I'll tell you what I've heard, and then I'll tell you what I know is true, which are two different things. What I've heard is there are four teams that are offering Donaldson contracts: the Braves, the Nationals, the Twins, and the Rangers. And I've also heard that those four teams are all offering Josh Donaldson a four-year deal around $100 million. That's what I've heard. Now let me tell you what's really going on. The Atlanta Braves do not want to offer Josh Donaldson a four-year contract, and so thus they have not done it. They have offered Josh Donaldson a three-year deal, and Josh Donaldson has told the Braves, if you throw in that fourth year, I will sign with Atlanta and come back. Atlanta doesn't want to include the fourth year, and so they're waiting to find out what Major League Baseball is going to do with the grievance case with Chris Bryant, because if Chris Bryant loses his grievance case, he will be under contract for the next two seasons, in which Atlanta will trade for Chris Bryant, let Josh Donaldson sign elsewhere for 4 years. If Chris Bryant wins his grievance case, he'll be a free agent at the end of next season. The Braves don't make that trade. They give Josh Donaldson that fourth year and get him signed. That's what we're waiting on. That's where we are in this process.
Okay. Is that... That's fine. So the Braves right now going into the season without a third baseman.
Correct? They have Austin Riley.
Like I said, the Braves are going into the season with a third baseman who can't hit a slider.
Are you looking for disagreement from me?
I mean,
you're just looking at me like disagree.
I mean, this
I don't disagree that Austin Riley struggled adjusting to major league sliders.
Okay. So the Braves basically have gotten better on the pitching staff, probably a little better behind the plate. Would you agree?
I don't think that they're better behind the plate than they were last year, because I think Darnold is a step down from McCann.
Okay.
I don't think that they're better in the rotation than they were. You're replacing Julio Teheran
with Cole Hamels.
With Cole Hamels, but you still don't have another number one veteran presence outside of Hamels.
So Hamels is not an upgrade over Julio?
No, he is.
Okay.
No, he is, but then you don't have someone to replace Dallas Keuchel. You're replacing Dallas Keuchel with Sean Newcomb is what you're doing there.
That's what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's a push. So, yeah, I guess the rotation got a little better. Now, the bullpen got a ton better.
Okay. So the outfield, relatively the same, pretty much. We're just looking at what's going to happen at the third base position.
You're going to have NCRT in center. You're going to have Acuna in right, and left field still kind of up in the air, but right now the plan is Duvall and Markakis to platoon out in left.
So you don't think Duvall will take that job eventually?
No.
Okay.
No, you don't take jobs when you hit a buck 82.
Maybe he'll improve. Markakis can hit the ball, though.
Yeah.
But he's getting long in the tooth.
Yeah, not over. He's not going to take that job from Markakis. No. Josh Donaldson or Chris Bryant. I hope they trade for Chris Bryant. I hope he loses his grievance and the Braves send over a couple of prospects, including Austin Riley, and they get Chris Bryant back for a couple of years, and they sign him to a long-term extension. He's in Atlanta for at least seven seasons. That's what I'm hoping.
Okay. I mean, I'd like to see the Braves either re-sign Donaldson or get Chris Bryant, one to two. They need the upgrade. If they can't get either one of those for 2020, then I say put Camargo at third base.
So I'm put this on the Twitter question of the week as well. Who would you rather have playing third base for the Atlanta Braves, Josh Donaldson or Chris Bryant?
That's a good question. I think that's one of the better poll questions you can put out there.
I come up with a lot of good poll questions.
Yeah, I got you, man. That's a good question. In that scenario, I would probably go with the youth and say Chris Bryant. He's what, 27?
Hmm.
Josh Donaldson's what, 34?
We'll see. I think it's gonna be a good question.
That is a good question.
DeAndre Swift declared for the NFL draft yesterday, so he's heading on. Chase Young declared for the NFL draft. He's heading on. You got to figure Burrow will go number one. Chase Young will go number two.
Yeah, that's pretty much set in stone right there. The Redskins. Joe Burrow can go ahead and look for a home in Cincinnati even before the draft.
I agree.
That's your new hometown. You're from Athens, Ohio, which is a couple hours away from Cincinnati. So it's not like you're not familiar with the area. Call your real estate agent, Joe. Cincinnati's your new home.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
The all-new Greenway Nissan wants to show you, Southeast Georgia, what all the buzz is about. New name, new management, and a new loyalty to our customers. 2019 Nissan Altima, no down payment, no monthly payments for 90 days, and 0% financing for 60 months. 2020 Rogue, $3,000 total savings. 2019 Murano, over $5,000 total savings. The new Greenway Nissan. Come see why before you buy. 231 Chapel Crossing Road in Brunswick, 912-264-3825.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660 and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
They're really the same quarterback.
Yeah.
Quincy Carter, DJ Shockley, same dude.
I'll take Shockley any day of the week.
Shockley didn't, I mean, Shockley was on the Atlanta Falcon practice squad, but I don't think he ever got on the NFL active roster. Quincy Carter was a starter for the Cowboys.
Georgia has DJ Shockley over the last 3 or 4 years. They got 2 national championships. All right, let's get back to it.
I'm so tired of folks dumping on Jake Fromm.
I'm not dumping on it.
I'm just tired of it. What you really don't understand is if you have any lesser of a quarterback than Jake Fromm, Georgia's not even in the discussion for college football playoffs.
I'm talking about his mobility. The mobility piece could have been used this year.
Okay. Yeah. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, Georgia Farm Bureau, Pristine Water.
Hey, guys, Christmas is over, and you realize that you forgot to buy your wife or girlfriend's weird aunt. Don't sweat it. Come on down to Cunningham Jewelers between December 28th and January the 4th for their after Christmas sale. Specials all over the store and 50% off all Christmas decor. That's Cunningham Jewelers after Christmas sale, December 31st to January the 4th. Cunningham Jewelers located in historic downtown Brunswick, cunninghamjewelers.com. And 912-265-8652.
Last day for that sales today.
Yes. Get on down there.
Get for Aunt Gertrude.
Aunt Gertie. Get her that Christmas gift.
You can find the show on demand at any point if you miss any of this or you just want to listen to it again. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. You can also find us on Facebook Live. Go to our Twitter poll, Bishop_show. We just got our most recent poll put up, which I think was, who would you rather see play third base in Atlanta, Josh Donaldson or Chris Bryant? Also some rumblings about Nolan Arenado, too.
I'd take Chris Bryant just because of the age factor. 7 years is a 7 years age difference is a big deal in professional sports.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree. I signed Chris Bryant. I trade for Chris Bryant. I let Josh Donaldson sign with the Nationals, and I say, we'll see how it ends up.
See how it ends up. Braves, anything less than a World Series is going to be a disappointment. If Braves did not reach the National League Championship Series this year, Jason, do the Braves get rid of Snicker?
Yes. That's easy. Yes, because okay. The Cardinals are still hitting right now.
Okay. I just wondered if we own the same thought process as it relates to him. I think the Braves got badly outmanaged in that series. And, they had the bad game five, but got badly outmanaged during that whole entire series.
Thinking about Jake Fromm's decision to come back or to leave Georgia,
Yeah. Right
now he's probably going to be the fourth or fifth quarterback taken off the board. And so when you start thinking about that, you start thinking about, well, where are some possible places that he'll land? Well, you know that number one, Cincinnati is going to take Joe Burrow.
Correct.
So that's gone. At five, Miami's going to take a quarterback, either Tua or Herbert.
I think so.
Okay, so that's two quarterbacks off the board.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll drop to six at the L.A. Chargers. They'll take a quarterback.
I think they got to get the heir apparent to Phillip Rivers.
Okay, so they'll take whoever's left of Tua and Herbert, assuming Tua's going to be in the NFL that he's going to announce, which yep. I think he is. Okay, so that's at six, the Chargers. Then you go to seven, Carolina. I think they're going to move on from Cam Newton, so they'll be drafting a quarterback. So likely they'll be taking either Eason or Fromm.
Eason is the more prototypical type quarterback, but Fromm, I'm thinking that the quarterback, what's the backup that played all year in Carolina? Kyle, guy came from A&M and transferred. I can't think of his name, but is Jake Fromm an upgrade from him? I'm just thinking out loud. I'm not criticizing Jake, but they're the same type drop back, pro-style quarterback.
But there's more upside, I think, with Jake Fromm.
Okay. I think Eason, 6'6", he's probably going to do well in the professional ranks. So it's, again, who is the GM? What is the team and who does the GM like the best? What's the war room?
If the Panthers decide to go Jacob Eason over Jake Fromm, then that would probably mean that Jake Fromm would fall to 13 at Indianapolis.
And do the Colts go out and try to sign a free agent quarterback? Or do they draft a quarterback to bring in and have growing pains and go away from Brissett? Or do they entice Andrew Luck at 30 years of age to come out of retirement after he's set out a year?
That's not going to happen. Now, the other thing that's on the board is Cam Newton, because if the Panthers are going to move on from Cam Newton, then one of these teams that need a quarterback is probably going to make a trade for Cam Newton.
Could the Colts trade for Cam?
I think Miami's a really good fit for Cam Newton.
I think the Chicago Bears are the perfect fit for Cam Newton.
A better fit than the Dolphins?
I think the Dolphins want to draft one of these young quarterbacks.
Cam's pushing
30. He's up in that age range now. So I think the Dolphins, I think they really want Tua, but do they draft him with his hip? Not knowing, they'll have to have their doctors examine him. But there's something, my gut's telling me that the Dolphins really want to draft Tua as their quarterback of the future.
Just your gut?
I believe that I've read a bunch of reports out there that the Dolphins really like Tua. And I think they want him.
Clemson, LSU, pick a winner.
That's going to be a great, I think that's going to be a good football game. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say Clemson's going to win that game.
I'm going to go out on a limb and pick Clemson. How many times in the last 5 years have you heard somebody say that? I'm going to go out on a limb and take Clemson.
Viewed as the unbeatable, unstoppable team right now. But like I said before the show, they haven't had that game yet where they've been behind and had to struggle. And I don't know how they'll respond if they somehow were to get down in this football game.
It's a really interesting game. LSU's knocked off everybody that stood in front of them, and there have been a lot of good teams that have stood in front of them, and they have not blinked yet. Clemson has played in the ACC, and they've destroyed everybody they've played with the exception of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did beat Ohio State because of Justin Fields and a receiver not being on the same page at the end of the football game. And I'm not even really sure that even if they are, that pass is caught. There are two Clemson defenders in the area that I think might have broken it up, if not intercepted the pass anyway.
And that was on a fourth down.
So, right. So I'm going to pick in that football game between Clemson and LSU.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Typical.
Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented, and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call. 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Hey guys, Christmas is over and you realize that you forgot to buy for your wife or girlfriend's weird aunt. Don't sweat it. Come on down to Cunningham Jewelers between December the 31st and January the 4th for their after Christmas sale. Specials all over the store and 50% off all Christmas decor. That's Cunningham Jewelers after Christmas sale, December 31st to January 4th. Cunningham Jewelers, located in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com and 912-265-8652.